Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin. Vessel Hashem, HSP, Shir number 13, highly sensitive person, Shir number 13. Today, we're going to talk about the tendency for highly sensitive people to be either out too much or in too much. What it means is like this. Pertaining first to the caretaker of a highly sensitive child is they need to understand also how highly sensitive people fail to take care of their bodies properly. Either they'll push themselves too much, they'll overstimulate themselves with too much work, too much risk-taking, too much exploring, or they may keep themselves in too much, overprotecting themselves, when you really want to and need to be out in the world much more. Too much is the concept, is that more than you really like, more than what feels good, more than what your body can handle. Forget about what other people tell you is too much. That's not relevant. It's your own criteria of knowing your own situation and your own body, of when you are overdoing something. Situations where you sense you are overdoing it one way or the other, and would like to change that, and you have difficulty changing that. And you can overcome the too much in and too much out problem. Let's talk first about the problem being too much inward. What does that mean? That means some HSPs, all of us at times, even non-HSPs, get sidelined by thinking that there's no way to be out in the world and survive. One feels too different, too vulnerable, too flawed to be considered worthy of being out in the world in an acceptable way. And the many HSPs have found ways to be successful on their own terms in the world, doing something useful, doing something enjoyable, with time to stay home, and have a rich, inner, peaceful life as well. They're able to balance the two. But the idea is if you are withdrawn, but you want to try out new things, but you're afraid, you need to work on not reinforcing that fear, not allowing it to cripple you. It's a crippling message as a HSP themselves or as a parent giving this to the child that, you know, you're only safe in your controlled environment. And you have to re-educate your own body to realize that the more it avoids stimulation, the more arousing and remaining stimulation becomes. So in other words, like in a case with, in my case, I don't like to go to huge weddings that have big crowds. It is something for me, a challenge. But to withdraw completely and not show up at all when you really should, no. You need to learn how to sometimes on occasion when you need to go, go. And learn how to deal with it. Once a teacher of meditation said a story about a man who wanted nothing to do with the stress of life. So he retreated into a cave to meditate day in and day out for the rest of his life. But soon he came out again because he had an overwhelming distress by the sound of dripping water in the cave. So the bottom line is no matter what, your stresses are going to come to you. If you won't get it from outside in the world, you're going to get it in your own room or in your own cave, in this case, where there's dripping or the water will haunt you and bother you. And it is often the case that the more your body acts, goes beyond, looks out the window, goes bowling, travels, speaks in public, or whatever it is that normally you don't have a tendency to do this, but you do this anyway, the less difficult it'll become overall, ultimately. The less arousing it'll become. That is in what she calls, Elaine Aron, habituation. What is habituation? It's the skill of adapting to those external activities that you're uncomfortable with to the point that you become better at it over time. So, for example, if you're traveling alone to a foreign country, it can be overly overwhelming to an HSP. So, yes, you could avoid some aspects of it. But the more you do it, the easier it will become for you. It's like sort of exposure
Viktor Frankl called it paradoxical intention. I think I have to look up the exact terminology, but sometimes you just do the opposite of the way you feel, and then that anxiety feeling goes down. So the way to tolerate it and then enjoy it is to become more involved in the world. And now it's not something she writes, Elaine Aron. It's not something that you take lightly. It's not easy for somebody as this highly sensitive person who faces fear and over-arousal and discomforts every day. So it's serious. It's not fun. It's not fun to expose yourself. But that is the danger of being too much in the world. Withdrawn, isolated, and you need to draw yourself out. Now we're going to talk about the opposite. The being too much out in the world. This concept is basically the idea of rebelling under pressure, rebelling under stress. And sometimes our response is we toughen it up or medicate it into silence. And many stress-related symptoms for a highly sensitive person is digestion problems, muscle tension problems, constant fatigue, insomnia, migraine headaches, or weak immune system that makes us more susceptible to the flu or to colds. So the first way to stop your own abuse is to admit that. To admit it. And this is, in a way, sounds insensitive, but part of us, we are abusers ourselves in the sense that we abuse ourselves because we want to outdo our brothers and sisters or other people. You want to win your parents' love, so you go overboard in unhealthy ways that way. You need to prove that you're gifted, so you go overboard to prove that. Those are unhealthy reasons of doing that, and you're abusing yourself that way. Some HSPs drive their bodies too hard. That's their intuition. And they want to express everything. But the idea is you need a balance of things. There's no question that you need a balance of things. Obviously, there is a balancing act between being too much out in the world and too much in the world. It is the dichotomy and the stira between aligning the yachid and the tzibur, the individual and the community. And we're forced to make decisions, we're forced to set priorities, but we need to just be conscientious about them, not to put ourselves last, but not to put ourselves first, but to have a healthy balance. Now, I'm going to quote here, it's really very nicely written, of a wise advice from one HSP, for one highly sensitive person, that told Elaine Aron as follows. You need to learn all about the sensitivity. It will be an obstacle or an excuse only if you allow it to be. For myself, when I am too withdrawn, I would like to stay home for the rest of my life. But that is self-destructive. So I go out to meet the rest of the world and then come back to incorporate them. Creative people need time without people, but they can't go along too much. And so the idea is, again, too withdrawn, you'll stay home for the rest of your life. Self-destructive. So you go out, and then you come back into the world and incorporate into your life and incorporate those ideas. We said creative people need time without people, but they can't do it too long. After you retreat, you lose sense of reality. Getting older can also take you out of touch with reality and cause you to lose some of your flexibility. But you need to stay out there even as you age. And as you age, your grace develops too, and your basic traits become stronger. So be in tune with your body. It's a great gift that you can use, this sensitivity to your body. Now, the problem is sensitive people, they feel so overwhelmed by emotion, they tend to shut the doors to the world and to their bodies, and they become fearful. But it's not healthy to do that. Self-expression is a better way. And then we mentioned this in the last year, but it's brought up over here, the general health and styles of HSP and lifestyles. Firstly, you need sleep. There's no question about it. I'm talking to myself too. Chronic sleep loss there's a lot of research on that, and how important it is. So HSPs, by the way, who do night shifts or mixed shifts, or they suffer more from jet lag. It's just the way sensitive people are. They suffer sometimes more from insomnia. And very often, it's important to train the mind at some point in HSP that I'm closing my eyes for 6 hours at night. Whatever it is, 7 hours at night. And whether I sleep or not sleep, my eyes are resting. And it's healthy for me. Sometimes you may need to read a book. You figure out ways that work with you if you can't fall asleep while you're in bed and how to handle that. HSPs need recreation. They need a healthy outlet. Gardening, whatever it may be. They need to plan their own vacations and do things. But besides sleep and recreation, HSP needs downtime for simply unwinding over the day and thinking over the day. So they need to unwind that. The Shabbos could be extremely healing for an HSP, highly sensitive person, of the idea of that there's just me and Hashem. A day of meditation, a day of contemplation, a day of tefillah, a day of pure being, a day of pure unity, a day of oneness with Hashem. Sleep helps you with that also. Helps you have develop over time menuchas hanefesh and yishuv hadas. Caffeine intake could be difficult for HSP, causing to be stimulated. For good coffee drinkers, then try the decaf at least, if you can. Now, what do you do when you're overwhelmed? So there's obviously a balance here. There are strategies how to deal with aspects that are overwhelming. So some tools to get around it is to reframe the situation into a more positive light, or to repeat a phrase or prayer over and over again as daily practice. You witness your own over-arousal and overstimulation to things, and you start embracing the situation you're in, even loving it, knowing that you're working on it, that I'm working on it, that we're all working on it. And this reframing is a very, very helpful. It's a Pesach to all refuahs, this reframing. You love the situation, she writes. Now, loving the situation seems flippant, it's insensitive. What do you mean, love the situation? But it really means literally that. It creates only positivity over time. You love your situation. You love your situation as it's your state of being, not taking away that other people have different challenges. The power of music can change your mood. Most HSPs are extremely strongly affected by music and make the right choices with music, because you don't want to stir in yourself emotional pieces of things that are not healthy. Ideally, you connect to music in the most healthiest way possible. So music could increase stimulation, so you have to learn how to be careful to use it the right way. So the idea of how to protect yourself physically pertaining to overreaching, number one, is what, you know, to get out of the situation, to close your eyes, to shut out some of the stimulation, to take breaks, go outdoors, use the water to take a breath, stress away. I don't know what she means, either drinking water or going to a body of water. I think they're both true. Taking a walk, calming your breathing, smiling softly. So Bli Neder, you know, we'll go into that as well. Drinking water is healthy. You drink one big glass of water once an hour, then walk besides some water, and the watering definitely will be a factor. The water is a factor in health. Walking as well, exercising as well, the mind being in control of things, and working on having your mind rule over your emotions and not the other way around, in a healthy way. Then she goes through a fascinating piece here called the containers of your life. What does that mean? It means that your life is, Baruch Hashem, filled with safe containers, safe vessels, kelim. Your home, or your car, or your office, or your neighborhood, or anything like that. Or the valuable people in your life, whether it's a spouse, parent, child, brother, sister, grandparent, close friend, spiritual guide, therapist. Then there is less tangible containers or kelim. One of them may be work or memories of a good time or your beliefs or your philosophies or your inner world of prayer, all of those items. And if you view the whole world as a container, as a vessel, and imaginable, manageable ways where you Hashem gives you the boundary and you keep within the healthy boundaries of that. That is very, very helpful. The most crucial thing for HSPs to develop is boundaries. They generally have an issue with that. They have poor boundaries naturally. And they get involved. They can't help themselves. They get absorbed into things that are none of their business sometimes. It takes practice to promote healthy boundaries in the right way. That's a separate subject that's kedai to discuss. Be'ez Hashem, and we will in future shiurim. Wishing you all bracha and hatzlacha.